I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're chatting with Mike Reiss, who is one of the original writers of The Simpsons, and he has written a book called Springfield Confidential, which is very funny and also, as I said, takes you inside this world that a lot of people don't really think about. One of the things, and I didn't know, as I said, I've known you for a long time, I didn't know about kind of your start in trying to get a, you know, become a, you know, a big time comedy writer, which obviously you are. But, you know, you've had to deal with things like, you know, You actually wrote for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, and he required you guys to write, and I still want to make sure it's not a typo, 60 jokes a day. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe Mike Reiss is still alive. You really had to put out 60 jokes a day for Johnny Carson?
I had to put out 60 jokes a day. All the other writers put out 60 jokes a day. There would come down to a pool of 300 jokes. It was also regimented, too. It was just a quota system. So we give the head writer 300 jokes. He would whittle those down to 18 jokes. Carson would get those. He would cut it down to 12 jokes. And yet still, night after night, half the jokes would bomb. And people would always say to me, Johnny's so funny when he bombs. Do you write him bad jokes on purpose so he'll bomb? So. And that was it. It was very hard. And by the end of the day, you know, you'd write your 60 jokes, and then I'd go home. There was no humor left in me.
I can't imagine your poor wife. Like, you must have been like a rag or something. I mean,
I was a zombie. Yes.
It just talks about, you know, just how. You know, how elite this kind of world is and just how difficult it is. But also, it does sound like it is the ultimate fun job.
It is fun. It is fun. If you're working on a good show that you can be proud of, it's definitely fun because your job, you sit in a room with the funniest people you've ever met in your life. You know, you may meet fun. Oh, this guy at work's really funny. But the people I work with are just amazingly funny. And even after 30 years going into The Simpsons, I'm nervous every single day. I am intimidated by the other writers I work with, including, you know, writers I hired, because they're all such sharp people. But then the job is just, we need a joke here, and everyone throws out ideas, so somebody makes everyone laugh, and then it goes in, and hey, that's fun, but now we go to line two and line three. It's a little bit of an assembly line, and I did the math once. I think it takes, for every joke in a Simpsons episode, it's taken 8 writer hours. In other words, about every single joke in the script has required 8 writers to sit around for an hour till they hit something just right.
Right. You know, Mike, what, you know, are there, when you look back at The Simpsons, because so many of these episodes are just so iconic and really have been so celebrated. You predicted the Donald Trump presidency. I mean, it's what can you say about The Simpsons? Is there anything that has surprised you about, I guess, the success or I guess you've already answered that because you said, you know, you thought it would last 6 weeks. But is there any kind of one episode or one series of jokes that's really surprised you or that continues to surprise you?
There was one early on, an early episode where we did an episode, second season, about Krusty the Clown reuniting with his Orthodox rabbi father. And, you know, everything about it seemed wrong. It was about Orthodox Judaism. We had 3 rabbis on the payroll that week doing research for us to get all our biblical quotations right. And it was also, it was a whole episode not about The Simpsons. They're barely in it. It was about Krusty and his troubled father. And we put this on the air just not knowing what we had at all, if we betrayed the fans. And literally, it's funny, for a Jewish-themed show, the phones lit up like a Christmas tree. We just had never gotten such a strong response to anything we'd done. And someone called to say, I watched that episode, and then called my father for the first time in 25 years. So it was amazing. It was amazing. Not just the people responded to it so strongly, but that it wasn't even about The Simpsons. It really emboldened us to say, we can do shows about the other characters, too.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.